Hey, all you broth bitches, it's a soup kitchen.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Yeah, I could tell you planned that out, like, thoroughly.
I was so ready.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to... I don't know what episode of Soup Kitchen this is. Should I actually look that up real quick?
No.
When's the last time we did a Soup Kitchen? It's been a while.
Many moons.
It has been many moons. This
many
is going
cycles.
To be... Yeah, many cycles, many moons, a fortnight at least.
Ages.
This is going to be like in between. We're trying to get on that bi-weekly schedule that we mentioned a little while ago. So I think we're going to put this out in between so that we could get back onto that schedule. So it's coming out like, you know, every other week with Scream. That was terrible context. I just started blabbering on about random shit.
It's true.
Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. This is an episode. If you've been following the show, then you probably know what my random ramblings were about right now. And you know what's going on. This is episode 8.
8?
8.
Oh.
This is episode 8 of The Soup Kitchen. The last time we did it was right before the Wicker Man episode. June 5th. June? Wait, that doesn't even feel real. That doesn't even seem right, but okay.
June 5th of 2023.
Yes, 2023. Well, okay. I mean, as opposed to which June?
I don't know. I'm just making sure.
The upcoming June? Yeah, we haven't done this since this June. Wow. So half a year. Why don't I hear anything out of these?
They're quiet now.
Oh, they're very quiet.
I was actually getting ready to take it off just because I could hear you better without them at this point.
Yeah. I guess I could turn them up and it's like, you know what? I guess it doesn't. I'm just going to take these.
Okay, great.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone that listens on audio, this is the worst beginning to an
audio
episode ever.
My microphone's on.
Talking about logistics no one cares about or even understands.
Hey.
Talking about the volume of our headphones. Your hair looks absurd.
That's what, yeah. That's what the soup kitchen is, okay?
Is it? I don't even know what it is at this point. How's your week been, James? What have you done? Anything interesting?
No, it's been snowpocalypse week. I've just stayed inside, really. I haven't done much.
Yeah, I guess for people in the Midwest, it is very snow right now.
Yeah.
There's a fair amount of it.
My kid's in karate now, so I do that 5 nights a week.
Okay. Have you told him yet that he's allowed to not do the noises if he doesn't want to?
Oh, yeah, he knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has he fought back against the power yet?
Not really. He does it. They explained the science and, you know, that it helps tighten your core and it can make your punches stronger, and he believes in the science, man.
I think that's stupid and it's a lie. That's a scam to me. That's a scam to get more people to yell. We need a quieter world, not a...
You're the last person who needs to be complaining about people yelling.
That's the problem. I don't need more of this. We don't need more of this in the world. We need less. We need a calm world, a calm, cool, collected world.
I see where you're coming from.
With less karate shout. I don't like it. What I'm referring to, everyone, is that I was in karate when I was younger, and I never got past a white belt because I remember that dickhead dude that was like, yeah, he was telling me to do that, like, yeah,
yeah,
you know, and I said, no, and they were like, well, you're not going to move forward unless you do the noises, and I was like, well, then I guess I'm going to be a white belt with 3 stripes forever, and that's what happened until the contract ended, and then I didn't go back. And I told, you know, I might have gone back if they weren't, like, if they weren't standing their ground so hard, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe if they backed down as they should have, as the weaker entity.
As they should have.
I think that if they backed down and they move me onto, I don't know, what's yellow belt?
Yeah, I think that's
yellow,
the next one. Yeah.
If they move me onto the yellow belt, there's a tear coming down my eyes. I'm saying that. I'm like, what is it? The yellow belt? I don't even know.
I could have had.
I don't even remember. I wouldn't even remember. if they would have just given me that belt, maybe I would have stayed.
Maybe
they would have got the, I don't know, what is it, like $150 or some shit? How much is it? How much is karate?
Okay, so here's the rub. Here's the rub. Martial arts, coming from someone who has previously been in a cult... Martial arts is a cult.
Okay.
Like, 100%. It's pretty much like CrossFit or any other, like, really culty physical thing, you know?
Just I think I kind of get where you're going with this. Just be like, yeah, you know, CrossFit, the crazy mad cult.
It kind of is.
I know what you're saying.
It is, and people who get way into it are super weird, and guess what? It's not actually that helpful for you. It can make your heart explode if you do it wrong.
Well, no, trust me. CrossFit's fucking stupid. We're not here to argue the...
And I guess fucking spinning is getting to that point, too. Fucking everyone riding these fake bikes all the time.
Wait, you said spinning?
Yeah, spinning. That's what they call cycling now. It's called spin class.
Why?
Because it spins...
You could apply that to many things.
Hey, dude. I'm not the one making the rules.
I'm not a fan of that at all.
Spin cycle? You ever heard of spin cycle?
I feel like I have, but I feel like... I guess I always thought it was referring to something not that fucking stupid.
No, they're just riding a bike, bro. They're not doing anything but riding a stationary bike.
No, you can't just call that spinning.
That's what they do.
You can't just call it spinning.
It's the same thing.
That should be like a... I feel like a spinning class should just be like people getting really fucking dizzy. You know what I mean? They're just like, you have a, and I don't even want to, I don't want like the leader of
doing
that or the
challenges.
Yeah. Like, I don't want the teacher to be doing it with them too. I want them to be more like the head of an orchestra and like just guiding them with a stick, but just like spinning it. You know, they're just like, yeah, just do this. That should be a spin class. Like, what's that disease that Lucille had in Arrested Development?
Vertigo?
Vertigo. Yeah, dude, Alfred Hitchcock, he would know all about a spin class.
Vertigoian's worst nightmare is spin class.
I feel like that's what I always thought a spin class was. I was just like, yeah, that's Lucille's nightmare. That's how I've always pictured it, but I don't know. That's just me.
So anyway, you pay per month, and it's a lot. I'm not going to lie.
For the spin class?
No,
for the karate.
For karate.
Okay. How much is karate compared to spin class?
Probably the same.
Really?
I don't know. I've never done spin class, but I would imagine it's probably close to being the same.
How much is the karate? Oh, you're still building up. Okay, keep doing it.
It's $200 a month.
A month? It was once.
It's $200 a month.
I thought it was like a one-time...
A month. And they can.
Are you under a contract for like a few months or something, or is it just a month to month basis?
Actually,
what is it?
It's just a month to month basis. But right now we're actually on like a special promo that they did for Christmas to get everybody roped in. So
a single spin class will cost between $10 and $30.
Yeah.
You're getting scammed out here, dude. You could have put Jonah in spin class.
No. Multiply that by how many times
going,
he would go a month.
He's
going five
times
a week.
Okay,
you're
right.
He's going 20 times a month.
So it is about the same.
You know?
You just put him in spin class, dude. Then you could tell everyone that your kid's a spinner.
He's a spinner, man.
Yeah.
What, he just plays with fidget spinners?
You're like, no, you don't get it. He goes in a padded room and just, we just let him go at it.
But yeah,
all
man.
Day.
So you can go as many times as you want. They offer five classes a week. You don't have to go five times a week, obviously. They recommend, like, to keep
three or something,
2 to 3 to keep at a steady pace and not get discouraged and actually progress through the belts at a normal rate. They want you to go 2 to 3 times a week, but yeah, we've been going 5 times. He loves it.
And how long is it? Well, like
it's an hour, just one hour.
An hour, okay.
Yep, that's why it's been so fucking easy.
Yeah,
like any other extracurricular thing he's done takes forever.
I don't know how you stand that, because I remember when I was in karate, that place smelled like rank ass feet.
Oh, it don't smell at all. They
really?
Keep it nice and clean. It don't smell at all. Nope.
But what about the feet, the exposed feet in there?
It's probably just because it's winter right now. So
okay,
everything's so cold that like...
The smells are freezing off?
People, yeah. That's a thing, man. It like kills off bacteria and then it doesn't stink as bad.
Yeah. If you're doing that in summer, you're going to be in for
some
shit,
it could be
man.
Rough. If they don't have like an air purification system in there or something,
oh,
it could
doesn't
be...
matter what they have. Dude, like, I mean, how many people are in there at a time with exposed feet? Like 20? At least, probably?
No, not usually. Today there were 20 students, but that was a very full class. Usually, it's more like 7.
Okay.
Pretty small classes.
Okay.
Which is great.
Still, 7 raw feet in a room? How many 14? Square feet is the room? Oh, yeah,
it's a
14.
Big room.
You're right. Double the feet up. You're right. You see, that's even worse. You think of it that way.
Worse.
Yeah, you're fucked.
I was in a room with 40 feet today, bro.
Yeah. Imagine that in the summer, dude. I know summer doesn't get that crazy over here, but even just anything that's not...
No, that's true.
What are we getting now with the... It's gross.
I might be terrible. Spending more time in the car in the summertime. We'll see.
Yeah, no, it's awful. That was probably another reason why I didn't want to make the noises. Like, you're trying to make me sound stupid and it smells like shit in here. Like, no, yeah, that place sucked, dude. That place absolutely sucked.
Question, do you remember, did it have an open lobby? Like, did the parents just, like, sit right there where everybody could see?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, it was pretty, I mean, I wouldn't even call it a lobby. I would say it was like a...
Just a corner.
I would say it was like a, I don't know, 800 square foot, you know, like, room, like a big old room.
Yeah.
And then there's just, like, everyone doing their fucking karate with the teacher and everything, like, you know, on the all the way on the backside. And then there's just, like, by the, there's a door in the very entrance, and then to the left, there's just... bunch of chairs.
Some chairs. Yeah. No, that's how this place is too.
I think that's all karate. Like,
when I did karate,
it was different.
It was different. Maybe I just went to a fucking bougie place.
Huh.
I just imagined all karate places like were like this because that's the one that I went to when I was a kid. And they have like a two-way mirror and the parents all sit in the room.
James, I had crackheads sitting outside of my karate studio.
So the parents like sat in a room looking through the two-way mirror so that like the kids
you're in a fucking police station.
So like the kid, yeah, like an interrogation,
like you're
getting
room. Interrogated.
And because you practice the moves in front of the mirror, right? Yeah. So the kids are all just like looking at that mirror. That's the place that I went to as a kid.
Interesting.
And so I just assumed all of them were like that. And so this one, I'm just like fucking sitting there the whole time. This fucking grandma next to me is having a full-on FaceTime conversation.
Like, as she should.
Kids are trying to focus, man. Like,
yeah, boring kids doing boring things. If I was sitting there too, I'd be on the FaceTime with my grandma. I'd be like, yeah, these kids fucking suck.
This grandma brings three boys to karate class. So I know you're bringing them because they're little shits at home.
Yeah, those are
that's
her
why
fucking
you're
kids.
Bringing them.
She's bringing them because she's like, yeah, their mom doesn't want to take care of them. So I got to take these little dickheads to karate. This is the only time I get to talk to my fucking fuck buddy on my 70-year-old fuck buddy on FaceTime. Because I got these kids yelling in my goddamn ear all day.
But I'm just like, they're probably not showing you respect because you can't even show the fucking karate guy respect. Like, why the fuck are you interrupting the entire class
conversation?
Trust
me, I know this granny. She's been down this road.
She could just as easily sit outside.
This granny wants her retirement back, but she's stuck taking care of these three snot-nosed kids.
Dude, I'm
just
saying.
While mom's off at the fucking casino.
Oh, I'm sure. I believe it.
Railing down Pabst Blue Ribbons.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking shooting Jaeger shots.
Uh-huh.
Partying with a guy named Brad.
Of course his name's Brad.
Yeah, dude, she's sick of it. This karate time, even though she's pissing everyone else off, she doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Everyone else is pissing her off every other
day. I genuinely think that she doesn't even know. I think that she is
completely
oblivious. Like, she's just like, oh, no, this is what I do.
She's talking to Brad on FaceTime.
I answer the call and I talk. And if I were to say, hey, why'd you answer that call right now? She would just be like, because it rang.
Yeah. And it did. Because Brad's on that other line and she's sick of mom going to the casino all the time. So she's like, you know what? I'm fucking Brad now.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Brad now.
Go get it, Granny.
Shout out Grandma. She knows what she's doing. She sounds like the smartest person at that class. She's like, she's getting her money's worth. She's getting.
I don't know if she is, man. She's paying for three kids to go.
That's babysitting. You know how much babysitters are?
Not $200 a month.
Yeah, it's only an hour at a time. But that hour, she's looking forward to that hour. Trust me.
To sit in the lobby and talk on FaceTime.
Granny's got money.
She could go do something. She's allowed to leave.
I like how you keep calling it a lobby. People are probably imagining it's like a separate room or something.
I'm
I know it's not.
Just
trying
to be
like,
nice.
It's chairs in a room.
It's chairs in a room. We're just tucked in the corner.
The lobby is killing me. Because if she wasn't a lobby, it actually wouldn't be that bad. I'm so sure there's people listening. They're like, oh, I was just talking to a lobby. Who gives a shit? It's definitely just chairs.
No, it's just,
we're in
the room.
600 square
like,
foot
I'm
room,
completely
I'm sure.
silent the entire time. Because, like, I don't want to fucking break anyone's concentration and then them get yelled at because of me.
You don't want to mess up the, yeah.
Dude, that's what happens, though. He'll be like,
yeah.
Like, they fucking, like, the phone goes off and, like, two kids will look over. He'll be like, hey! They're not giving you instructions.
You know what? the kids should say that to the teacher. Back to them, you know, flip it on them. That's how you do real karate.
It's crazy, man.
You challenge the master.
It's the military in there.
I did want to talk about this story. So I think we mentioned before, I've been playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Lately. This isn't really part of it, but I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! With my friend AJ.
You're practicing your own martial arts.
Yes, exactly. I am preparing to send people to the Shadow Realm. If they fuck with me, I'm going to, yeah! Hey, they're done. So, yeah, me and AJ used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Like back in 2016, and then right when I got back in, we gave up because we were broke as shit. And there's like online Yu-Gi-Oh! Now, and we live far. So, like, when I started playing again, he started playing again. So, we're playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And, we're having a conversation about, like, I don't know. We're having a conversation about, like, something about STDs got brought up. I don't know where it came up. I don't know if we were talking about, like, a specific one. But my buddy and me, we have this mutual friend who has an STD. And I remember saying something, like, I think we were talking about, like, AIDS or something. And then he goes, yeah, what is I'm just going to use a fake name. What does Michaela have? AIDS? What Michaela has is herpes. Simplex 1.
Yeah, those are on very different levels.
Gets cold sores. And he was like, what does she have? AIDS?
Dear
and he wasn't
God.
Not trying to make a joke. It was the most genuine thing I'd ever heard.
Isn't that what it is? isn't that thing that almost everyone in America has?
Yeah, AIDS. He's like, yeah, everyone has it. You can't get rid of it. You know? Like, that was just a fun interaction that I had the other day.
That's great. Shout out, AJ.
This is also my same friend who thought when you get a vasectomy that you're getting your balls removed. I actually, I kind of want to write a book just of, like, the things that AJ says.
Things AJ says. That's the title right there.
Because when I was dying laughing about the whole AIDS-herpes mix-up, I mentioned that to him. I was like, you know, there's so many things that you just say that live, like, rent-free in my head, like, every day of my life. And he was like, yeah, and he reminded me of that. He was like, yeah, remember that one time that I didn't know what a vasectomy was? And I was like, that sounded vaguely familiar. I was like, what did you think it was? He was like, I just thought that they, like, removed your balls.
I mean, it is an ectomy. Something's getting taken out, right? Appendectomy, they remove your appendix. Vasectomy, remove your balls.
They just take the balls out, you know?
They should just call it a ballsectomy, but, you know, that's not scientific enough.
Oh, my God. They should just call it ball removal. I mean, just get down to the brass tacks of it, you know?
So, like, what
do you... I'm going in for my ball
removal.
Now
I need to ask him a clarifying question. If he thought, like, people who had a vasectomy, if it meant that they had no sack, or if just the balls were removed from the sack, and the sack was still there.
I believe that's what he thought.
Like, the sack would still be present, just the balls were removed?
I think so. I think he thought that it was kind of like when a dog gets their balls removed, you know? Could you... Like, you just have a little pout. I mean, like, you know,
with nothing in it.
If he thought that the whole thing got removed, I would think that would be more alarming to me, because at least when dogs get their balls removed, you know, that is how it goes.
Sure. Yeah.
So it would make a little sense to me. But yeah, the other way around is definitely...
I'm curious. I wonder.
It's definitely a weird thing. There was this one other time where we were drinking, and, it was like me, Bree, AJ, a couple other friends, and we're heading over to Taco Bell. We're about to fuck that Taco Bell up. Like, I'm talking like,
okay,
we probably spent like $60 at that Taco Bell.
Good job.
$70 probably. A lot of Taco Bell. And yeah, we get there. AJ's still drinking a beer in the car. So when we get up to the side, like, he's like belligerently drunk. Like, we can't control this man at this point. He's just doing whatever. And we, like, start, like, pulling up a little bit. The first thing I remember him doing is he was like, I'm gonna put this bottle out here. And we're like, don't do that. Like, there's a trash can, like, right up here. We'll just throw it away over here. He's like, I'm gonna put it right there. So we pull, and you know how there's, like, when you're at, like, the drive-thru window, there's, like, a little, like, kind of ledge, you know,
yeah,
coming
yeah,
out of
yeah.
it? He puts it on that ledge, and we're like, we're about to get the food right now. Like, let's not do that. But he already puts it there. But in the process of him putting it there, he hits it on his way back, so it falls over and shatters.
Of course.
I was like, all right, great. Actually, I think it fell and didn't shatter. I think it just fell. It just, like, landed on the ground, and we're like, all right, whatever. They come out, then they give us, we pay. We don't get our food yet. And then they're going in, they're like, all right, yeah, is this everything, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, can we get, like, a few sauces, like, anything else? And then AJ's just laying in the back. We thought he fell asleep at this point. And then he just yells, don't forget the boob! And then they close the window. We close our windows. And the first thing I do is I turn over to him. I go, what does that mean? And he just goes, I don't know. I was like, what does that, like, what exactly does this, they're words.
Don't forget it, man.
And then, yeah, ask him later about it. He doesn't remember saying it. Or he kind of does. He recalls. He's like, yeah, I remember, like, saying something like that. I was like, do you remember what it meant? What it meant? He's like, oh, I remember thinking about that in the moment. I don't remember what it meant then. I don't know what it means now.
I know what it means.
What does it mean?
Don't forget the boob.
It definitely means don't forget the boob. I've just never been able to elaborate farther. Like, and the weird, some people might be listening and think, like, it's like a sexual thing or something too. And that's the weirdest part of it. That's why it's been so weird over all these years. Because none of us thought it was. Like, it didn't feel like that. Like, even Bri, after she was like, it just felt like,
don't forget the boob.
Like, it just felt like he just heard words, like, random words popped up in his head. And he just said them.
I love it, man.
I do remember one time too. I had a house show, like, you know, with, like, some local bands when I was, like, I don't know, 15 or something, in my backyard. And AJ showed up. There was a lot of people there. Bri was there. Everyone was there. This was when Bri was pregnant.
Okay.
Like, way back in the day. Like, and she was, like, very pregnant at this time. Like, probably, like, 7 months pregnant or something.
Okay.
AJ showed up to the show with a bottle of Jack, and probably like an hour into the show, that bottle of Jack was gone.
Oh boy.
And he wasn't even sharing that bottle of Jack. Like, that was his bottle. It was a handle. Oh no, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't a handle. It was one step below a handle. But, I don't even know how many ounces those are. I don't remember. The ones with the rectangle, you know, everyone knows that bottle of Jack, you know. Not the very large one, but it's a large bottle to kill yourself.
Big bottle.
And this dude is moshing something crazy in the middle of the pit. And at one point, I'm pretty sure he punched Bri in the stomach.
Oh.
It wasn't like, you know, like the hardest of the world. Like, it wasn't on purpose. He's flying around. But that definitely happened. She didn't get hurt. Nothing bad happened out of it. But it could have been worse, for sure.
AJ.
This was also, like, I mean, he was 14 or 15 at the time. It was definitely an insane time. Our high school years were something else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I also, like, I think that, the reason why I say it is because it was all in, like, one move where he did this, like, jumping, like, not somersault, did like this side jump thing, side jump roll thing.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, his arms and legs were flying everywhere. And yeah, like one arm hit Bree's stomach. I think another foot hit our friend Corey, like in the head or side or something. And he flew to the side and like hit a brick.
All right.
On the ground. And like, he was bleeding from his head.
Dear God.
And then I think AJ like just fell over at the end of it.
Yikes. Just at a backyard show.
We were like 15. Yeah, this was like an hour into the show.
Wow.
I was just trying to think of as many AJ stories as I could. Shout out AJ.
Shout out AJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's funny, too, because nowadays he is the calmest man in the world. Probably because of how insane that dude was back in the day. He literally, like, I mean, he goes to work. He comes home. He plays video games. Eats some Carl's Jr.
Does Dueling Nexus.
Yeah, plays Dueling Nexus with me. Like, he has a couple friends that he talks to, like, you know, pretty often. But, like, he is literally just, like, he just hangs out and plays video games. Like, he is, like, one of the most, like, just most content with being alone people that I know, and that's like me knowing me. So
way to be AJ.
But back in the day, that dude was wild.
We all evolve.
I used to I used to stay like at his house, like, you know, pretty often. Like I think I could say all this to AJ, would not care honestly. Someone in his family, I'm not gonna give like all details in the world, but like someone in his family was like affiliated with narcotics.
Okay.
When we were younger, so he moved a lot.
Okay.
So I remember going to like many different houses of his, and I remember getting kicked out of many different houses of his by his sister.
All right.
For legitimately no apparent reason. Like, one time she woke me up at, like, two or three in the morning while I was, like, asleep on his floor, like, me and him were passed out.
Yeah.
And she's just like, nope, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
You gotta get out of here. I was, like, 14 or 13 or something. She's like, nah, you gotta go. And I was like, wait, what? She's like, I don't know what to tell you, but you gotta get out of here. And I would I think I lived, like, 10 miles away.
I don't know, though, like, in that situation, I trust her.
Oh, no, looking back on, no, we spoke about it many times, and we know for,
there was, no, I needed to get out of there.
No, there was no reason for it. And it's not what you were thinking at all. Like, there was not a reason I needed to get out of here. It's not like anything was crazy was going on. It's not like anything was happening. Like, happening? Anything was happening? She was just beefing with me for, like, no reason.
I don't know, man.
Nothing was happening. Nothing narcotic related. Nothing explosion related.
I don't know, man.
There weren't any explosions going on.
I've seen a lot of explosions in my day.
I have too. I've started them. Explosions are fun, dude. You ever blew something up?
Yeah.
Like, I won't say it. You want to know what I've blown up, man? You want to know what I will? You get me started talking about this.
Gonna blow up the lake.
You're next. Your next buddy.
All right.
But yeah, she kicked me out, and I remember, like, in that moment, I was like, I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to, like, call my parents,
right,
to get me home. I don't even know if they'll be awake.
Yeah.
You know? I thankfully got through to one of them. And they were like, I remember telling them, I was like, yeah, you gotta come pick me up. And they were like, what? Why? What happened? I'm like,
I don't know.
Absolutely nothing. But I have to leave immediately.
I've been told.
And yeah, every time in the future, AJ was always just like, yeah, I don't know why she kicked you out that night.
No, man, she knew something.
She did it.
She knew something.
We spoke of. I've even like confronted her about it, like in the future.
I believe.
Like, hey, what's up with that?
She just don't want to tell you, man. The better, the more you don't know, the better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What other fun AJ stories do I have? Let's see. I have a lot, but I have to get going on. You give me a fun story, James. I'm doing all the stories.
What?
Yeah.
I don't have any stories. I don't know AJ.
give me an AJ story about someone named AJ that you know.
I don't know anyone named AJ, actually.
Oh. Okay.
Not a single soul.
Well.
I'm sorry.
Well, I guess we could talk about women grinding on you in a Muncie bar.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Your face might have been the most entertaining thing that I've ever seen in my life in that moment.
I don't think, like, anyone I don't think anyone has been as drunk as that girl was.
No, people have been that drunk before. I don't think you've ever experienced someone that drunk, like, on you that much.
No.
Because your face...
People,
like,
don't touch
you
me.
Just look so horrified and so just like I thought you were gonna... I thought you were gonna like tap her on her shoulder, like, oh honey, and then just like push her away slowly, like turn her around and like lead her to like a cup of water.
It's essentially what needed to happen.
It was what needed to happen.
And I she so quickly left once she realized I was not interested, but I really needed.
What did she whisper in your ear?
Oh, she just said, "How you doing?" And I was like, "I'm really good." And then she said, "I'm sorry, I'm really drunk." And I was about to say, "Please don't go home with any man tonight." But she was already gone. I was like, "Find your girlfriends and have a great time."
So I think she was fine because I saw her homegirls grab her at one point because I saw her go over to like some other dude.
Somebody else.
Yeah, and I saw two girls quickly run straight up to her and they grabbed her and ran away with her and sat her at a table.
Thank God.
And then they all went to the bathroom for like 45 minutes. So I'm confident that they were holding her hair while she was puking all over the place. So.
I'm sure she had a great night.
She had a wonderful night for sure. She definitely had a great next day. But context, guys, we go to a college bar, a Ball State college bar in Muncie, Indiana.
So gross. It can't get worse.
This crowd is just crazy. It's different every single time. It's weird every single time.
It's so weird, man.
Very strange. One time that we went, there was someone dressed as Toadstool from Mario throwing ass on some dude. And then he started throwing ass on Toadstool for like a good while. It was like the craziest thing. I've never seen someone dressed as Toad from Mario throw that much ass. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But we're at this place and all of a sudden... Yeah, this drunk girl just comes right up to James and just starts grinding all up on him. And literally, like, James is, like, he's already backed into a corner.
Oh, literally.
Because we were literally standing in a corner.
Yeah.
And she walked up over to the corner, and James is furthest in it. So she starts grinding on him, and he can't go anywhere. Like,
no,
unless he,
I'm
like,
stuck.
Physically grabbed this woman and threw her.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't go anywhere. So he's literally just sitting there, like...
Mind you, I'm in a winter coat as well. Like, I'm wearing a fucking Carhartt.
He's not dancing. He's not doing anything. He's not even, like, moving. He's just standing
there. I'm leaning
there.
Against the wall in a Carhartt.
And me and him are just having a conversation.
Trying to blend into the environment as much as humanly possible.
And she comes up and just, like, not looking at him, not anything, just starts grinding on him, like, you know, back to him. And James is just, like, he's basically, like, closing his eyes and looking to the left and right, like, oh no, and like putting his hands up, you know, like trying to like, look, I'm not, get away, like
I could smell the alcohol from the back.
Oh, I was in front. Well, the thing is, I was talking to you, so I was facing you, so while she was grinding on you, she was just facing me looking at me,
like she had like ethanol on her breath.
Dude, her eyes were like swirling around her head, like she was trying to look at me, but it was like she was looking at me every 3 seconds because they were just like bouncing everywhere. So like every so often, like, you know, she would catch a glance of me.
Right.
But like she was basically just looking at me while she was grinding on you. And then she turns around to you and then like you're like, no, like I'm good. And then she like starts whispering in your ear. That's really all I see from it.
Yeah.
And then she like walks off. And then that's when I was like, what'd she whisper you? And he was like, she muttered like some like random just gurgles and then said, I'm so drunk. And I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. No, there was a not much content to those words.
No, not at all. But actually, if anything, there was. She gave you all the context to exactly
context,
what her state was.
There's not a lot of content.
And no. No, you're right. But in a way that there was content in that, in what she said, because,
you're right.
You know, she, I don't know, she knew who she was.
She was aware.
And that's content in and of itself, you know?
There you go.
knowing who you are in your heart.
Self-awareness.
Sometimes when you're fucking wasted and grinding on a married man in the corner of a bar.
Dear God.
That's just... I only had to bring that up, though, just because how funny it was. Just looking at your reactions. Like, it wasn't the fact that a girl was grinding on you. It wasn't the fact that, like, this girl was blasted. It wasn't any of that. It was just your reaction to it. Like, you would never, I've never seen
well,
you more
Well, I mean, couple it with the fact that I'm literally the oldest person in the bar.
100%.
Like, I'm probably old enough, not old enough to be your dad, but I'm old enough to be your dad's friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or to, like, maybe be someone's dad if you had a kid, like, when you were really, really, really
yeah,
young.
Yeah, 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 yeah. For sure, you know, for like, sure.
You might be able to... Actually, no, because you have to be 21 to be in a bar. So, no.
Oh, that's true.
So,
now
you can
you
even pass for that. But,
yeah. Now you gotta be 21.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
It was just really,
I was just so sad. That
I'm glad you got home okay.
Brothers just makes me sad.
It is a weird place. Yeah, that I guess we it's fun saying that. That's the name of the bar. It's called Brothers, which is fucking
shit.
Hilarious.
Yeah, my bad.
There was a really funny moment.
I guess I wouldn't, I don't know. I'd feel bad about saying if it wasn't a fucking franchise. It's a chain.
We were hanging out with Kim and you were saying something
like saying Applebee's.
And you said like you said something like the Brothers. And Kim was like, the Brothers? What are you talking about? She thought James was talking about, like, she thought he was making, like, a racial, like...
I forgot that happened.
She thought he was saying, like, something terrible, and he was like, wait, what are you talking about? He was like, no, the bar is called Brothers.
It's called Brothers.
I don't remember what the context was, but, like, I remember hearing
it,
too.
I think I said, in Brothers, and she thought I said... And Brothers.
Oh yeah, because I don't remember what you said, but you said something and Brothers.
It was like something and Brothers.
And just because you said like and Brothers, the context just like went out the window at that point. And me and Kim, but I didn't even realize what you were saying at first too. Me and Kim both looked at you. We were like, what? We were like, James. And you were like, no, the bar?
It's the name of the place, guys. I didn't pick it. Again, I think it's from Philadelphia.
And that's a segue into the last story that I have for today. Kim tried to convince me that Quentin Tarantino was a writer on Little Nicky.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
It was the absolute most ridiculous thing anyone has ever tried to convince me of
He's
in my life.
He's famously known for writing Little Nicky.
Me and Kim are literally sitting around. She's like, oh, you know, like Quentin Tarantino had a cameo in Little Nicky. And I was like, I almost feel like I heard something about that, but I don't remember that. Who was he? And then she told me, and then I was like, oh, yeah. And then we looked at a picture. I was like, okay, shit, yeah, that is Quentin Tarantino. And she was like, okay, and something else. Quentin Tarantino was actually a writer on Little Nicky. And I was like, wait, what? At that point, she was already losing me. I was like, I don't know about that, but I was hearing her out. And then she goes, yeah, like, and if you, like, watch Little Nicky again, you, like, listen to all the jokes, like, you realize, like, holy shit, like, these are all Quentin Tarantino. And I was like, okay. She keeps going, and like as she's doing this, like I'm already getting ready to pull out my phone and start looking this up because I don't believe her for dick or shit.
It's a little much,
but I'm still letting her go. But then this is where she completely fucking lost me. She goes, yeah, Quentin Tarantino is famously known for writing on True Romance and Little Nicky. And I was like, the second she said that, she was still talking. Like, she didn't even stop then. Like, I didn't interject at all. I just let her keep going. And she's just like, yeah, and this, that. And she's still naming off reasons why Quentin Tarantino definitely wrote on Lil Nicky. And at this point, I'm on my phone. I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing shit about it. The only thing I'm seeing is, hey, what about the, how did Quentin Tarantino end up, you know?
Doing a cameo.
Doing a cameo in Lil Nicky.
Right.
Does anyone have a story on that? That's the only thing I'm finding. I'm looking it up, looking it up. And then she's going on and going on and going on. And then at one point, she's just like looking at me and realizing that I'm not saying anything. And then I'm just on my phone looking stuff up. She's like, is this not true? And then I'm like, no, Kim, it's not fucking true at all. I don't see anything about this. And then she looks it up and she was just like, oh, maybe I'm wrong. And I was like, what the fuck are you even talking about,
Kim?
How do
you like, get that headcanon?
Where did you get this information? I'm so confused. She just made that up.
Had to.
She just wanted that to be true because she loves Little Nicky and loves Quentin Tarantino. And somehow she created this entire backstory on how he's famously known for writing on only True Romance Little
Nicky.
You
can even find his humor in the jokes.
You can find his humor in the jokes. And James, I wish I was recording a conversation, or I wish I remembered more of the points that she made. She gave me at least 7 points as
sure
to why. Like, she was giving me a whole dissertation on why Quentin Tarantino definitely wrote Little Nicky. And then I'm like, but the first thing I was like, the first thing I looked up was IMDb writing credits.
Right.
And I was like, it's not there. Next thing I look up is like, you know, does he have like an uncredited writing credit or something sure. else, anything? And I'm like, yeah. none of those are there. So I'm like, Kim, you're full of shit. She yeah. told, I mean, dude, Quentin Tarantino is one of my favorite directors of all time. I know his movies, and I know that he's only fucking wrote, like, the only movie he's wrote that isn't his is True Romance.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, she was taking me for a ride on all of that, but I was, like, kind of buying it almost a little bit. I was like, okay, because she was making decent points. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I was, like, kind of getting it, but the second she said that, I was like, all right, no. No. I thought if she made the point that he had an uncredited writing credit on Little Nicky,
yeah,
I might have never looked it up.
I think the only thing I can think of, possibly, and this could just be internet trivia, I thought he did some writing whenever he was in fucking...
Four Rooms? Or what?
No fucking shit. Robert Rodriguez?
From Dusk Till Dawn?
That one. That's the only one that I thought he did some writing on.
I think he did some writing on
I don't think
that.
He has any credit for it.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Like, his only really, like, writing credit beside, you know, all of his, like, you know, all of his movies is on True Romance.
Yeah.
So.
And that might have even just been, like, he helped come up with the original idea or something. I meant for fucking From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, gotcha. Because,
like, it seemed like it was, like, they were dicking around just doing like we do on the fucking podcast, just talking ideas. And they're like, oh, shit, we should make that. I should make that a movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I'm going to make it first.
You know what I think?
It seemed
like
it was that kind of jam.
I think they kind of had like a deal too. I think Quentin Tarantino kind of said like he didn't want the credits on it. He kind of like gave it over to Rodriguez. Like
something like that.
It was something like that. Like they made it together or something. This isn't even like, I'm not saying this is all set in stone. I'm not giving you guys a Kim treatment right now and saying this is a thing. But it's something
that's
along
the that was the only other writing thing.
You're right.
With Tarantino that I could possibly think of though.
Yeah.
Was that it definitely wasn't Little Nicky.
No. There's no fucking way. Could you imagine all of these serious grounded movies he makes sure not to have writing? Like he didn't just do shit, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Quentin Tarantino doesn't do shit to do shit. Like his fucking his list of movies and his credits and everything, like it is sound.
Right.
It is what it is, and it's exactly what he wanted it to be, pretty much, you know, like for a reason. So, like, you think all of a sudden you just be like, yeah, got all this. True Romance is my only credit beside of all my fucking Jackie Brown, fucking Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill,
Little
all
Nicky.
This. Little Nicky. Kim is a fucking moron.
I don't think Little Nicky's funny, because I do think Little Nicky's funny, but I mean,
movie.
It's a whole different fucking...
There's no fucking way. Like, there's no universe. There's no universe. Last thing, and I don't want to go into the whole story just because it would take a lot and I'd have to go bring up the receipts because it's so fucking funny. Me and Kim, while she was over here, like last week or whatever, we convinced Brie and Nia that we fucked and we had them, on a run for their money.
Is it done now?
It's pretty, yeah, they know now. It was pretty funny though because we convinced them, but then I told Brie and Nia separately, not to tell each other, but I told Nia first. And of course, but I told Nia after I already told her a few things. So of course, the first thing that she did was call Brie, FaceTime Brie, and tell her. And then I said, don't tell Brie. And I knew that was going to happen. Like,
yeah,
it got
set
perfectly. And then Brie was fucking pissed because she was like, why'd you fucking tell her first? Why didn't you not tell us at the same time? And why are you telling her not to tell me? But then you told me and told me not to tell her. So she got all fucking pissed and was all, like, angry about it. And then I ended up telling Nia first that it wasn't true.
Yeah.
And then Nia went to Kim and was like, okay, for real, did you fuck Caleb? So then she tricked Kim into thinking that she still knew and then like fucked with her for a bit. And then Kim like responded back like, oh yeah, we did. And now it's all weird and this, that, blah, blah, blah. And like, and then Nia sent that screenshot to Brie. And then Brie was fucking pissed. She was like, oh, they're fucking stupid. Now they ruined like this friendship with all of us and this. And then she was pissed. And then I told Brie it was fake and then told Kim.
You pranksters.
So basically, they all got and I came out victorious. I'm the only one that didn't get got.
Oh,
Nia got, Brie got, even Migs got in this. And Kim got. And Kim was the one who started it with me and Kim still got. Kim got the lightest, to be honest. Like, she only had, like, sure. the first, like, you know, like, 2-3 messages from Nia. Because then Nia started, like, playing it on super hot and was like, oh, shit, well, like, now this is, like, weird between me and you because, like, me and Caleb have always had a thing. So, but, like, but, yeah, so it was pretty funny.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's what's gone on the past couple weeks in the horse soup world.
It's been eventful.
And yeah, I think that's the end of this. I want these. Can I hear this? I don't know if that made a noise. I wanted to do the Roblox death noise. I don't know if it happened. I don't think it did. I'll set up the Roblox death noise later to send.
Yeah,
this
I
off.
Want that one next time.
But with that, fellas, I think James has to get to a hockey game soon.
Hockey boys.
I'm gonna make him smoke a cigarette with me first.
Ugh, I'm gonna die.
So I'm gonna end this right here. And how long is this? Oh yeah, 45 minutes. That's exactly where I wanted this to be. Look at that. Look at us doing an episode that isn't fucking 2.5 hours long.
Look at that. The only thing that I was bummed about is I don't know where the bell is.
Oh shit, let me get it. You talk.
I think I know
where it is.
Yeah, man, I missed that bell. That was a good bell. Oh, fuck yeah. I didn't even really have to talk. You knew exactly where it was.
Soup sign. shit, I gotta give this to you.
Soup sign. I forgot about that belt.
Oh, this is the whole point. All right, guys, and this has been the Soup Kitchen. Bubble, bubble, here comes trouble, scream on.